Next item is Lewis Body Works, conditional use 1158, determination on Road 266.
This was a conditional use for an expansion of an existing auto body repair shop that was approved by the council on July 9th, 1996. The owner is requesting to convert the site from an auto body repair to an auto repair facility. And he's also raised the question if another conditional use application would be required.
He's not changing the building at all?
Not changing the building, just basically going from auto body to auto repair.
Will he be able to comply with the stipulations?
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready.
Somebody asked, he only had five,
and they were site plan. Paint shop shall comply with all DENREC regulations. Fencing was required, that's on the site plan. No more than 25 vehicles shall be stored outside at any time, and one unlighted sign, 32 square feet. They were the only conditions.
And the site is developed according to the site plan?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
It was a non-conforming or...
Yeah.
He had a taxi service, auto repair, and two or three other things, and then they came in for a conditional use because they had to go to a public hearing for a body shop.
Right. Well, I don't have near as much trouble with this because it's essentially, it's a very similar use. There's no change in the building. There's no issues with the stipulations. So I'm thinking, you know, an amended conditional use might be in order, but I'll listen to whatever anybody else has to say.
So why did this gentleman come and to change it? I mean, was he advised to, or did it was a violation, or?
No, he, here he is.
He wants to be a law-abiding citizen.
No, I can't, okay.
He gave an interesting reading.
The beginning of the second paragraph, the reason that I am writing is due to the fact that I would like to change the conditional use wording to read vehicle repair facility. The reason being is that I'm having a great deal of trouble finding employees who do not have some sort of chemical dependency.
And change it to a car repair is going to change it?
Who are properly skilled in automotive collision repair.
Less fumes.
That's right. They don't sniff oil like they do
paint fumes. I think you can write back to them and tell them, well, we'll consider it, but we don't think it'll solve your problem.
In reality, it's probably a less intrusive business.
I don't see an issue
as a land
with
use
it, really. At least, like as Ben said, I think we admire the gentleman for even volunteering. Even asking the question, your average person might be tempted to just go do it.
Yeah, like Mike said. Sort of like Ocean Atlantic did at Gravel Hill.
So I don't think we want to...
I think.
Yeah, they are.
I just noticed it again the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody by there, though.
Yeah, there is.
Well, so we need to a motion that we'll can just consider it as an amendment, then, right? He still has to make application, right?
But we're asking, does he have to go back through a public
hearing? No, but he has to ask for an amendment, doesn't he? Or is he asking?
That's what he's asking for.
So we can vote on that, on whether or not to allow it right now, and it's over.
Yes. Same or similar, you're saying, you said it was the same or similar use, that it shouldn't require another conditional use application.
So, yeah, so the motion would be that we have determined that it's a similar enough use that another conditional use is not required. That would be the motion if somebody wanted to make one like that.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I've made 15 motions today. I ain't making no more.
Taking a break. Mr. Smith?
Mr. Chairman, regarding the request of Lewis Body Works, conditional use number 1158, my motion is that the commission act favorably in their determination that this is a similar permitted use. Under the July 9th, 1996 approval.
And should not require an additional conditional use.
Should not and shall not require.
Yeah.
That's good.
Amendment thing.
Second. Yeah, it's been moved and seconded that the commission has determined that the
shouldn't have.
the change of use proposed by the Lewis Body Works in relative to conditional use 1158 is similar enough in nature that a new conditional use application will not be required. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for today. Does anyone have anything they wish to add for the good of the order?
We need to schedule an April special.
April special. Okay. So the regular meetings in April are
12th and the 26th, I believe.
So that would make us doing something on the 18th or 19th, right?
Yeah, the 12th and 26th. I'm looking at Robin's book here.
Anybody have a...
What was that you said? The 18th. 18th. There's a night meeting with the council on the 17th.
How about the 19th?
18th or the 19th are open.
19th is the Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have an open house in my business on the 18th, so 19th would be better.
I think the 19th would be better than...
You got refreshments tonight?
Yes, sir.
We invited the meeting there.
It's a good place for a meeting.
Need to hear it's you.
Are we on the list?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Yeah, is that okay with everybody else? 19th. On the 19th, yeah. Thursday the 19th at 3 will be our special meeting. Anything
April
else?
April 19th at 3. Thank you, gentlemen.
Is anybody going to those planning meetings in Philadelphia?
Mr. Katz. We're holding out for Las Vegas, I think, or something. We've all been to Philadelphia.
And Mr. Johnson can't go back. Mr. Lang.
There is a controversial public meeting tonight with the Delta on the eastern bypass around Georgetown at Cheer Center. They anticipate a full house or maybe a few troopers present.
Really?
That could, I don't think it goes quite that far. Okay. No, you're talking about Park Avenue. You're talking about the what do they call it, the Western Parkway.
Parkway.
Western Parkway.
So this is the bypass, eastern bypass around the bypass around Georgetown are an issue tonight at the Cheer Center.
Anything else for the good of the order? Not to stand adjourned.
It is 5 o'clock.
And it is 5.